All right, we are now joined by Grant Enfinger, winner of today's Baptist Health 200. Grant, back-to-back playoff wins for you, you know, back in Talladega, not here at Homestead. You're clinched into the Champ Four. Talk us through those emotions.
Yeah, obviously, it was huge for us at Talladega, first win for the team, and just overall special for a lot of personal reasons. And, you know, I think Jeff made it a point after the race. He didn't want to necessarily make it to Phoenix on a super speedway win. That didn't bother me at all. So we were a little bit on a different page for about a week or so, but he really wanted to make a statement here at Homestead. Honestly, I feel like we did yesterday. We didn't have the fire off speed, and I wasn't really happy with the balance, but we had grip. I felt like we had the best track that I've had here from just a sheer grip standpoint. And then today we were just kind of able to execute. I feel like we started out that first run and just kind of slowly, methodically worked our way up, and feel like we kind of showed we potentially had one of the better charts on the long run, other than the 11. And then Jeff made it better on our second pit stop. And then I feel like we had the class of the field from that point on. So our pit crew did amazing like always. And you know, from the start of the race, starting ninth to restarting fifth, beginning of the second stage, it's a huge difference as far as the air, even at a place like here at Homestead. So that allowed me to manage my tires a little bit better, and able to kind of show what we had. And you know, obviously we had the contact with my buddy Christian, and I was kind of trying to make sure I was covering the middle to where there wasn't a middle lane. And I think it was probably, we thought about the same thing at the same time. And I haven't seen a replay or anything, but that obviously changed our day. And did hurt the performance, I feel like, of our track a little bit. Just kind of balance-wise, went a little tighter after that. And I was, you know, I was on the fence about whether we should pit or not. There was a lot of smoke coming in. I felt like it was getting a little bit better. But obviously, we made the right move coming in and pulling the tires out. And then really just the caution played out at the right time. I do think we had a truck that was potentially capable of overcoming that on straight up tires. If we had gone, you know, green flag for an entire 50 lap sequence, if everybody was on the same tires, I think we were strong enough to potentially make a run at it. But the way it did, I think saving the fuel allowed me to actually save more tires, and that it made us look maybe a little bit smarter than we deserved today. But the biggest takeaway for me is I feel like we had the best Chevrolet out there. We had the class of the field, and yeah, we got off sequence strategy, and maybe Bob will call it a fuel mileage race. I don't know, but I call it a performance of speed, you know, a superior speed is what I feel like we had today. And from a driver confidence standpoint and a team confidence standpoint, that's the best kind of wins.
All right, we will go ahead and open it up to questions. We will start with Davey.
Davey Siegel with Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. So to your point, you were already locked in. So on the surface, you would think no worries, just have a good time at Homestead, Martinsville, don't really prepare too much for those two, just focus on Phoenix. I mean, Joey Logano said that that's what he and his team were doing. How much preparation did you guys put in this week for this track in particular?
We've definitely been focusing on Phoenix. We've already got our Phoenix truck ready. It's actually going to the wind tunnel for the first time all year that we've had an opportunity to go to the wind tunnel. That's because we were already locked in. So a huge thank you to Chevy for that and the amount of support they've given us all year. So yeah, I feel like there's these little advantages that kind of stack up. Now we have pit selection at Phoenix, so all those little things matter, but also just from a mental standpoint, I've been preparing for Phoenix. I haven't really been preparing for Homestead as much. So yeah, with us, we had so much time off. You know, you can get to overthinking stuff, and Jeff has done a great job of not putting the cart before the horse by any means, but we've been obviously taking a lot of pride, and the guys build phenomenal trucks all year long, but obviously we're trying to make everything, you know, is right as we can on our Phoenix stuff, and it gives us an advantage. For in my opinion, you know, us as a team, we've been a little bit behind the eight ball all year, you know, especially to some of these major organizations, and you know, locking in at Talladega gave us an advantage, and we're trying to utilize that and maximize that to the best of our advantage.
doing what you did the last 2 weeks. You're used to winning. Jeff is used to winning. But a lot of people on your team are not necessarily used to this, being a younger team and winning for the first two times. What has that been like for you, just seeing a first win, or in this case, a second win, through a lot of people's eyes for the first time?
Yeah, it's really cool. It's been a lot going on this whole year. A lot of stuff going on beyond our team through family members and such like that, and so it definitely means a lot to a lot of people. And yes, there's kind of a good mix. It's about 50-50 in the shop of guys that were previously at CR7 Motorsports, and yes, some of them hadn't experienced a win until a couple weeks ago at Talladega, and then a couple of them that we recruited that are used to winning, like you said. And but even if you've won at this level before, to do it for the first time as a group and then do it back to back is obviously very special. And momentum means a lot in all sports, obviously. I think confidence means even more. I think this allows myself, Jeff, George Stone, Jim Pierce, Dan Tamani, our engineer, I think it gives us all the confidence, because we've had this intermittent speed all year long. I feel like we've had four or five opportunities where we've had a truck capable of winning. I feel like we had a truck just as good at Darlington as we had today, and we had a tear off get on our grill screen and had to pit on the green, and this week we pit it on the green to pull a tire out. I just feel like we've had a lot of that stuff happen, but hopefully we can hopefully we can make all the stars line up, but control everything in our hands for Phoenix.
Go ahead.
Dave Moody from MRN and Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. Were you at all aware of how many guys on the same fuel strategy as you ran out in the last 2.5 laps, or was that just information that Jeff didn't think you needed?
No, Jeff was on me hard the whole time about saving. And I saved from lap one and was just coasting a lot more. And I felt like I had saved at least two laps worth by the time we were 20 laps in. And I knew the 38 and the 2 were on our same strategy, and I didn't want them to go away from us. And I feel like the older you are in tires, the harder it is to pass guys. But I feel like our fuel mileage savings, I feel like, helped us save our tires even better. And I just committed to running the bottom every lap that I could, rolling out of the gas, trying not to use any brake, and just coasting as much as I could, especially in 3 and 4. I was always entering at the bottom in 1 and 2, and there was, when I was aggressive saving, I could wrap the bottom, but I felt like we were losing a few tenths of a second then. I feel like we had some speed left in our tank if we needed it, but I do think the fuel mileage saving definitely helped me with my tire savings as well.
Let's go to Lee.
Lee Spencer, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. We hear the slogan, names are made here for trucks and Xfinity, but the first two guys to qualify for the championship four round were you and Allmendinger. How much has experience and maturity helped you get to this point, and how is it going to help you once we get to the season finale?
I think always experience helps, and there's obviously different competitive edges that certain organizations, certain drivers, certain crew chiefs have. But like I kind of alluded to earlier, I think confidence is the probably the biggest thing. Championship four is something I've experienced a couple of times before. Jeff has been there before. He's won a championship with Sheldon a few years ago, and I feel like that moment's not going to be too big for us. I feel like as a team, some of the guys haven't experienced that, but there's a lot of guys that have, and I think this just in general gives us confidence. It gives us more time to prepare. Phoenix is its own animal. Obviously, it's nothing like Homestead. We actually have practice. We have some strategy we can do there as well. I think it just gives us more confidence than anything. But yeah, the experience of being in that position before is important. And the anxiety level to go to Martinsville and not be battling for a spot right there when stuff is probably going to get nasty. Maybe we can stay out of the drama there, and like I said, just keep our eyes forward to Phoenix.
We're going to go to Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. So you're saying with the two wins, you're the number one seed, and therefore you're getting the first pit stall selection at Phoenix.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yeah. See, I thought about texting you, but I texted Seth instead to verify that before. But it goes off the highest finish in the round of eight.
And so is the contact with Christian Eckes the best thing that happened tonight? What happened?
No, I don't think so. I have not seen a replay, Bob, but I feel like in my brain what happened is Christian was going for the middle, and I was trying to cover the middle to make sure nobody went there. I didn't know Christian was obviously going there, and I think he was going up, and it was almost a little bit before we were entering the corner, and I was trying to cover to make sure nobody did exactly what happened. So it was obviously just a race and move when it happened. I thought our day was done. A lot of smoke in the cockpit. I thought about pitting the first time by in the turn three because there was so much smoke, and I really felt like me pitting in the front of the field on the bottom on lap one, somebody's probably going to run into us. And then, you know, we were kind of going both ways. Tim and Jeff were kind of conflicted on whether we need to pit or not, but the smoke was getting moderately better. I don't know for sure if it would have cut down or not. But yeah, I wouldn't say it was the best thing that happened to us. I think we were in the position because of Talladega. Jeff could have made that call either way, but because we had zero track position at that point, it made us, hey, we have less to lose. So I do feel like, which I don't know, you tell me, who else made it on fuel? Because the 38 ran out, the 2 ran out. If we would have stayed on the same cycle with everybody else, I don't know if we would have won or not. But I do think we had the pace to win regardless of the situation.
Do we have any other questions for Grant? All right, thanks for the time and congratulations.
Thank you.